This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Brazilian soccer legend Pelé is being remembered around the world following his death Thursday at age 82 from cancer. This Brazilian fan summed up his impact this way.
Pelé represents what we are, what we came from. Pelé is our roots. It's what we are today. It's thanks to him.
Pelé led his national team to an unprecedented 3 World Cup titles, becoming a worldwide ambassador for the sport. Santos, the team where Pelé played, said in a statement the public can pay respects Monday and before Tuesday's funeral at the team's home stadium near Sao Paulo, where he played some of its best matches. The Vatican announced that Pope Emeritus Benedict's condition is lucid, but he's stable. We get more on that story from Karen Chalmers.
Pope Francis revealed that Benedict was very ill and had gone to see him at his home in the Vatican Gardens, where he has lived since retiring in 2013. Benedict was the first pope to do so in 600 years. Amidst the bustle of St. Peter's Square, Vatican visitor Anna Marca wished him well. I think by now he has lived about long enough, poor thing. And since he's sick, he's not well. If God wishes, he will take him away. Vatican expert Massimo Franco says it is hard to tell the exact condition of the retired pontiff.
When you are 95, of course you can die in each moment.
I'm Karen Chamas.
And in East Africa, East African officials and African Union officials arrived in the Tigray region of Ethiopia to launch a joint monitoring and verification and mechanism for a peace deal signed in November to end the 2-year war. And Zimbabwe has banned all lithium imports, citing it is losing more than 1 billion euros exporting its raw mineral and not developing its vast supply.